This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. I'm Randall White. Morro Bay is moving forward with the largest project in the city's history. It's a proposed facility to turn sewage into usable water. The treated water that comes out of the city's planned reclamation facility could be used for irrigation of crops or landscapes. It's known as purple pipe water, which helps with conservation and could help Morro Bay stretch its water capacity during periods of drought. Sam Taylor is the city's deputy city manager and says a challenge now is finding the right location for this facility. He says the city is currently getting ready to consider the Righetti Ranch property. It was determined that a previous site called Rancho Colina would be more expensive and possibly unsightly, but it's not entirely off the table either. Taylor says the city is prepared to purchase the Righetti Ranch location if it proves suitable.
So we have not secured that property. We have not purchased it. The city council has not approved purchase. But we do have, we are basically first in line to purchase it should we choose to do so.
Currently, the city uses a 62-year-old water treatment facility that Taylor says is at the end of its lifespan.
The current facility is literally on oceanfront land. It is within both a floodplain and a tsunami zone. And it absolutely must be replaced.
Council members will hear updates to the plan on Tuesday. There will be no final decision at this meeting. Randall White, KCBX News.